On Sunday, you're going to get a chance to see a spectacular stadium designed by HKS, who not only did AT&T Stadium, but they also did the Johnson Controls Hall of Fame Village and are working on that. And it's beautiful. It's going to be fantastic. It's one of the best in the league, and it's certainly climate controlled. Yeah. But it wasn't always like that in Minnesota. In Minnesota, they used to have this coach who made them play outside in the freezing cold temperature, and they couldn't wear those long sleeves. They had to wear short shirts. He was one of the toughest guys, one of the greatest coaches in the history of this game. He is Hall of Fame coach Bud Grant.
Is a quote which you say summarizes your feelings on leadership. A leader is best when people barely know he exists. But of a good leader who talks little, when this work is done, his aim fulfilled, they will say, we did it ourselves.
Harry Peter Grant, Buddy Boy, as his father called him, came into this world wide-eyed with issues.
I didn't know I had polio until it was almost over, but I was limping.
He lettered in three high school sports while World War II raged overseas.
The week after I graduated from high school, I was in the Navy.
In the summer of 45, he was deployed to the Great Lakes Naval Training Station, where he learned his football from future Hall of Fame head coach Paul Brown.
Bud went on to play and coach the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He won four Grey Cups and learned how to adapt to weather conditions when he took the job with the Vikings.
As for his team's identity, Bud took his cues from the old stadium in which they played, which by season's end was a winter wonderland.
We got the right name, we're the Vikings, so let's be a cold weather team. And we're going to be cold because we're going to practice in the cold, you're going to get used to the cold, and you can catch and kick and hold a football in the cold weather. Look what the other team is doing. They got heaters over there.
They got a block, Bobby Boy.
In a four-year span, Bud Grant's Vikings won 51 games and lost only 14. They won six home playoff games in seven tries.
I wasn't surprised. I thought we could win. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. I wasn't going to come down here for 2 years. I wanted to win and make a career out of it.
For the third time now in the last 4 years, the Minnesota Vikings have been to the Super Bowl.
Hey, we got there, and we played good teams.
At season's end, Bud Grant said goodbye to coaching.
Less than a decade later, he was on the front steps in Canton.
And if my mother was here today, she's 93 years old, she couldn't make it, I'd look at her face and see the pride she'd have that only a mother can have. And if my father was here, he'd stand up and he'd say, the kid made it. He finally made it.
He was never one to blow his own horn, but did blow it for others. The great Steve Sable said it best.
Life does balance out. Grant never suffered the inconvenience of moving from team to team or the indignity of being fired. Only eight head coaches won more games.
2018 Merlin Olsen Super Bowl luncheon honoree, Bud Grant.
Yeah, just to say, we want to honor you here. Coach, I'm going to unveil this painting here for you to show you what we think of you. And I know you know for all these people, this is perfect weather for a Super Bowl, right? Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Fame coach, Bud Grant. After you, Bud.
Well, I'm going to wind up this program. And the first thing I want to do is, on behalf of all the Gold Jackets and the people from the
Hall of Fame and the candidates for the awards, I want to thank the Hall of Fame for putting on this event, but also having the place in Canton. Now, some of you who may not be in the Hall of Fame yet, and hopefully you will, it's the greatest honor you'll ever have in your life. Believe me, you think you've had something worthwhile before, but being a member of the Hall of Fame is the highest achievement you'll ever get in this business. Now, I want to thank the Hall of Fame for putting this on, and I'd like to digress a little bit. And, you know, I'm 91 years old. We'll be 91. And it's interesting that you mentioned Trippy earlier. He's 96. But of the top five members of the Hall of Fame, three of us are coaches. Marv Levy, Don Shula, myself. Says something about coaching, doesn't it? It's not a bad gig. We've lasted this long.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Fame coach, Bud Grant.